Scene 14, Shirley Jennifer, 9 p.m. By 9 o'clock, we were ready to leave, and as far as I was concerned, I was not going to return. Shirley was the first good thing that had happened all day, and in fact, she made up for the whole damn shooting match. I was in a wonderful humor when I left, all set to kiss the world, including the cigar-chewing taxi driver who drove us east. Well, I would have asked him to remove the cigar first. And yet, good thing or bad thing, everything pushed in the wrong direction that day, even Shirley. You wouldn't think that Shirley, who packed more genuine desire to please people in her delicious skinny body than any two saints in the hagiology, should have laid down a big flat flagstone of her own. The fact was that from the moment Shirley had walked into my field of view and arms in that order, I had completely forgotten the ticket and key in my jacket pocket. Giles and his errand ceased to exist for me. I didn't think of it during the taxi ride. I didn't think of it when Shirley locked and double-locked the door, or when she prepared a little drinky-poo. I never said she was perfect. In addition to smoking after sex, she talks about drinky-poos. I had a little Bristol cream sherry, which I rather like on rare occasions, as when there's a girl in view whose bra I know will be removed within 15 minutes with the most delightful results. I didn't think of it when we sat on the couch with the lights low and no damned record player going. I don't know who it was who decided that it's romantic to keep music going at such times, but how can it help but get in the way? I remember once when a girl insisted on playing the Camelot album during our little romantic interlude. Richard Burton began to sing How to Handle a Woman at such an appropriate moment that we both burst out laughing. We had fun, but as sex it was second rate. I didn't think of it when we were kissing on the sofa. Kissing while standing I find a little clumsy, and once when I tried it standing on a phone book I found it even clumsier. Or undressing or getting into bed or lying next to her well over an hour later while she was smoking. I went to sleep peacefully, and as far as I know I slept dreamlessly the good sleep of the just, this particular just. I went to sleep peacefully, and as far as I know, I slept dreamlessly the good sleep of the just, this particular just. In fact, there was not one moment during the entire night from the moment I met Shirley when I as much as wrinkled my forehead and thought, isn't there something I've forgotten? Not once. If Shirley hadn't arrived in time to cross my path with all the careful timing of a trapeze act, but she had, and it would have been too much to ask of humanity, of me anyway, to remember something as stupid as Giles' package, when all my attention, every bit of it, both sensory and hormonal, was on Shirley. So I slept well and peacefully. It's just that since then there have been nights when I haven't slept at all well, through thinking how well I slept that night.